So there's been a lot of COVID-based attacks over the past year during the pandemic. The hackers, of course, did not let that go by, and they took advantage of the misinformation and the panic that was out there to scam people, to take their money, especially the money that was coming from various governments worldwide in support of their own citizens and businesses. Here in the United States, they attacked immediately on the first on the first round of assistance last year. We saw the phishing emails and the corresponding emails trying to take people's money. And now, on March 9th, the Proofpoint issued a report. Proofpoint is a cybersecurity company. They issued a report that shows that even now, the efforts remain focused, and people are going after COVID, and it's being used very much to try to compromise people's personal identifiable information and their money.
I've seen some other reports of Russia trying to obstruct the United States COVID vaccine. Is this a separate issue?
They're all related in one way or another. There's a lot of talk that the hackers that are stealing all this money are actually not part of organized crime, but nation states are behind them as well. And yes, and Russia has been consistently behind a variety of attacks. So has China. So I'm not surprised to hear that. As a matter of fact, we got unsubstantiated reports, and I have to emphasize on the unsubstantiated reports part, that now hackers are actually using printed mail, not email. They will actually send an IRS letter to you that completely disguises where it's from. And it says, okay, you're getting your next round of assistance from the government. If you don't get it within the next couple of days, call this number. And that number, of course, is the hackers, and people don't get their money, and you go from there. This is unsubstantiated at this point. But people should be watching out for that. If you are receiving communication from a government agency, be very, very careful if they are asking for a follow-up. And if they do, you probably are advised to check that number and make sure that it's a legitimate number.
These people don't appear to be just act like government agencies. We're hearing about DHL, which
That's
is
right.
a private delivery service. What's happening there?
DHL has a very long history of being used as a cover for deliveries and hackers, including a time when yours truly was scammed, when I didn't use my better judgment and I bypassed certain security protocols in eBay to buy a pair of speakers that I wanted directly from the seller. And of course, greed doesn't pay off, and I lost all my money. So it happens even to cybersecurity consultants. If you're not careful and you're greedy, you're going to do something stupid. So that's happened with DHL. They prey on the fact that you want to get the envelope, the package, the goods, the money, and they urge you to click here to confirm your address, for example. And the minute that you do that, the minute that you click to confirm your address, they own your computer, and it goes from there.
The common denominator of all of these attacks is COVID.
Yeah, the COVID is something that has really affected all of us worldwide, and especially us Americans, in a profound way. I mean, we've lost over 500,000 people. We are traumatized, and we are going through a very, very difficult time as people and as a country. That makes us vulnerable, and that is something that nation states and correspondingly hackers can take advantage to their own interests. So if their interest is to sow disinformation and discord and make sure that America is not the United States of America as it was, they will do it. And if they can make money in the process, they will do that too. They will use the hottest button, the button that makes you most vulnerable at any one time, in order to promote their interests.
The news that came out today from Proofpoint is pretty big. It covers a lot of ground. Is there any way you can boil it down for our listeners as to ways we can truly be vigilant, specifically? Because there's a lot of information here.
Yeah, you're right. There is a lot of information, and a lot of this information is technical in nature, which makes me hesitant in getting into the weeds with everybody right now, because I think it's going to cause more confusion than help. You could indeed go to proofpoint.com and read the report. It's also picked up by major national media. Washington Post has the report along with specific findings. The bottom line here, there's three kinds of things that are going on. There's malware attacks, there is email compromise attacks, and there is the credential phishing attacks that are going on right now. All of them themed around COVID. The phishing attacks are themed around the COVID vaccine, making sure that you come and get your vaccine and so on and so forth. The malware examples are examples that are installed on your computer and they steal your identity and your money. So what can we do as individuals and consumers? Increase our awareness that these scams are going on all the time. Make absolutely certain that we do not click on any link coming on an email from somebody that we do not know. And if it's coming from somebody that we do know and it's funny looking, as they say, remember Fargo, funny looking? So the thing to do when you get an email like that is stop. Allow yourself the extra seconds to stop, think, and pick up the phone and call the person sending the email and ask, did you send me this email? Otherwise, don't click that link. That's the best advice that I can give to anybody.
Okay. I'm glad you brought this to our attention today, Chris, about these threat actors targeting victims and promising relief, vaccines, variant news, all that kind of stuff. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, that's about it. Just be very careful. I'm worried about you.
Well, we got you watching out for us. So thank you, Chris.
You got it. All right. Talk to you guys later.